Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
What is really good? Welcome to my world, like Dream. You already what it is. It's the queen. I am so happy to be here. Thank you all for tuning in. You already long day. Ooh, and it's still not over. I still got a long way to go. I got a long way to go. Shout out to everybody. Like, what happened to the drop? You know what? Pardon me. And minor tizzle behind, but I will catch up tonight. Say less. Don't even worry about it. The number is 515-605-9329 if you want to join in. This is Greenleaf Network Live. Numero uno. Yeah. So, God has been so good. God is amazing. God is amazing. Amazing. So I had an amazing week. Even better weekend. And then we're just starting the new week with all the amazing stuff on my neck. Pushing and pressing on me. And shout out to all of those who say, how the fuck she gonna do all that? And shout out to those of the haters. And then shout out to those of my loved ones who say, I know just exactly how she gonna do all that. Smoke. So, if you are confused, oh my goodness, on today. Today is Behind the Wall. You are in Greenleaf Network Live, the first show. Originally the first show. Doesn't come on first, comes on last, but it's the first show. And tonight we're doing Behind the Wall. And I wanted to speak on, I didn't get a chance to, so crazy. I'm still going to post it just to make sure for those who want to chime in can do that. But I'm actually going to be speaking on jail riots tonight. Yeah, we're talking about jail riots and the prisoners who start them and their sentences. Their sentences behind them. So, we're going to be speaking on that tonight. So, call your friends, tell a friend, tell a friend. You already know what it is. Again, the number is 515-605-9329. You can also click the link and listen in if you don't want to call in and hold your phone. That's fine. To listen in online. The online listeners are amazing. You know, because sometimes I can look at, well, not this season, but former seasons, I would look at the dashboard and it looks like, you know, might look like just a couple of straggler callers calling in, but everybody's online listening. And sometimes it's a straggly or, you know, listening online. And then the people can't get in. Like, oh my God, I can't get in. So it's been it's becoming equal, beginning to give a buzz back where I'd like it to be. I'm still trying to buzz a little more in regards to what we have going on here in the world of green. So if you like what we got going on, we like word of mouth. You know, I prefer word of mouth. I do promotion a lot, but, you know, I prefer word of mouth. If you can, tell a friend and tell a friend to tune in. And we have two shows now. One is at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is Greenleaf Network Live Splash. That's the Splash over there. Green Splash is over there. And on this show, you know, Greenleaf Network Live, the first show. And so we're going to have a lot of stuff going on over there. I'll mention that a little bit later on in the show. But I wanted to, yeah, man, we're going to talk about these jail riots and what's going on. And I don't know how many people know, you know, how, you know, normal it is. Like, it's a thing. So I definitely wanted to talk about it. You know, that's okay with you guys. I want to talk about that tonight. And give you a chance to pull your popcorn, get yourself together. Because it's quite a few areas and jails and cities that have faced this situation. I know someone personally who actually was a part of one. It's probably too late for them to. They probably got to go to work tomorrow. See, they're using nighttime. So, they probably got to go to work tomorrow. So, I don't want to. Slander's in the building. So, let me throw something on real quick. And when we come back, we will. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Shout out to all my birthday people. on my birthday, people. First and foremost, shout out to my mother, my queen, my everything. It's her birthday on the 27th, the day that my song drops. Shout out to my cousin Erica. It's her birthday tomorrow. Shout out to my aunt. It's my auntie. It's her birthday today. And then a close friend, her birthday's on the 26th. That's a lot of Tauruses. That stinking bold Taurus energy is around. Maybe that's why I fell so low. But that's all right, because guess what's coming? What's coming? Stop playing. My twin's birthday is on the 22nd. So, well, my twin. Shout out to Akin. Got my other twin back in my life. Shout out. So, Akin's birthday is on the 7th. And then, no, the Ace is on the 22nd. Then then my homegirl's on the 23rd. Then Akin's the 7th. Then I'm the 12th. And then my new nephew, he's the 20th. It's crazy. Gemini fever. It's way more Gemini than that. I could go down the list. But we'll be back. Love the energy that I'm definitely receiving from the music and the show. I definitely appreciate you guys. It's no me without you, so I appreciate you. I do. I can't say that enough. We'll be back. And I love this song. That's why I keep playing it. And you're like, that you don't be playing the same songs or what? Shut up. I love this song.
touch of your hand make my pulse react. That is only the thrill for me, girl, I possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that's it. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what love got to do? Got to do it.
Oh, can make your bed right. I can make your bed right, girl. I can make your bed right. I can make your bed right.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Got a scene, cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walkin' if you walkin' my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. My turn. Maybe it's time to put this on your sideburns. He say I'm bad, he probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty, like be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg white. He say Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest, and I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line just to get beside her. I let them see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be sucking you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
Said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she all on my skin. Low chance, slow emotions, roller coasting. Like back, forth, hold it. She pose like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said, don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it. Where your clothes is, I'm only loving for the moment.
She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk, she knows she bad. You do your thing, baby, I ain't even mad. And I ain't even fast, I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris, I'ma take a
jam. Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock.
What's Gucci already? It's the girl, the kid, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, owner and founder of Everything Green in the building. tonight I wanted to go through this list of Capitol rioters. I mean, they're Capitol rioters, and they were jailed for an incident that took place in 2021, but they actually just recently, as of last Wednesday, got sentenced. And so I just wanted to go through the sentencing. And it's amazing because, again, that's why I love all the love and support. Shout out to everybody who follows me, people who I don't even know follow me. A lot of people reached out to me to say that their family member was on this list. And it's crazy that where I got the list from, but the list actually already lists the punishments. And some, I don't know how it is. I guess some family members don't know what their family's punishment is or what the member is. They haven't spoken to the family member. I'm not sure what the case is, but I'm going to read the ones that I have. So I'm going to read the story first, and then it's a list of the people, the name, and what they were sentenced to. And this is a little different because there are people actually listening in that are unaware of what their family member has been charged with and what they are sentenced with. So it's a list of 378 individuals, and they've been sentenced to periods of incarceration over the involvement in the January 6th uprising of the U.S. Capitol. In the 32 months since the attempt overthrow of the election, more than 1,146 people hailing from all 50 states and the Capitol have been charged with a variety of alleged offenses in relation to their presence at the grounds of the Congress that day. Through the FBI noted recently that there were seven named individuals who have been absconded from the law while facing charges. The Department of Justice, Washington, D.C. office said that in its latest update, 623 people had received sentencing. While there were more to be sentenced, they hadn't been able to pass this news out. Not all have been handed the periods of incarceration. At least 657 individuals have pleaded guilty to federal charges, many of them whom face or will face incarceration and sentencing. The supporters of the President, Donald Trump, descended on the Capitol to prevent the official certification of 2020 election results, which gave Joe Biden the presidency. The former president has continued to claim the election was rigged, but has denied stoking the violence that took place at the Capitol. Of course, he wouldn't take any blame for that. Below is a full list of those who have been imprisoned or will be imprisoned over this participation in the uprising, no particular order. So it's 380 names listed. I'm not going to get to all the names. I'm not even going to attempt to do it. So I'm going to go as far as I can go until we take a break and then go a little more. So first name, Kevin Lewis Galletto, age 63, from Merritt Island, Florida, was sentenced to 27 months in prison, 24 months of supervised release, and ordered to pay $2,000 after pleading guilty to civil order and assault for federal officer. Alex Bennett Shepard, 24, of Powell, Ohio, was sentenced to serve 19 months in prison, 24 months supervised release, and ordered to pay $3,170. He was found guilty of multiple charges, including obstruction of official proceedings and disorderly conduct in the Capitol building. Connie Meggs, age 60, of Doolin, Florida, was sentenced to 15 months in prison, 36 months of supervised release. A member of Oak Keepers' far-right group, accused of helping organize the uprising, she was convicted of conspiracy to construct and official proceedings. Ethan Norradine, 32, Auburn, Washington, was sentenced to 18 years in prison, 36 months of supervised release, a member of the far-right Proud Boys group. He was found guilty of multiple felonies, including conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Dominic Pizzello, 45, of Rochester, New York, also a member of Proud Boys, was sentenced to 10 years in prison, 36 months of supervised release. The group is thought to have also organized the uprising. Joseph Randall Briggs, 39 years old, of Ormond Beach, Florida. He was sentenced to 17 years in prison, 36 months for supervised release. The DOJ described him as a former Proud Boy leader and was found guilty of multiple felonies, including conspiracy to commit. Right. That's conspiracy to commit a lewd act. Zachary Rail, 38, of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was sentenced to 15 years in prison, 36 months of supervised release. Another Proud Boy, he stood on trial with Biggs and was found guilty of similar charges. Noriana Reiner, 42, of Baltimore, Maryland, was sentenced to 15 years in prison, 36 months of supervised visits, ordered to pay $2,000. She pleaded guilty to one count of interfering with law enforcement officers during civil disorder. Leo Christopher, 37, of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, was sentenced to 30 months in prison, 36 months of supervised release, ordered to pay $7,000. He was found guilty at trial of obstructing and officially proceeding and six other misdemeanors. He's probably one of the ones that got through the window. I'm going to do some more of that. I'm going to see what Sandra has to think about these sentences and do you think they were hard enough. Bradley Wayne Weeks, 44, of McClamy, Florida, was sentenced to 10 months in prison, 24 months of supervised release, 12 months of home detention, and ordered to pay $2,000. He was found guilty of a number of charges, including obstructing official proceedings and disorderly disruptive conduct in a restrictive building. Now, that's funny to me why he only got to pay $2,000 and he only got 10 months when somebody just before him was obstructing official proceedings and six other misdemeanors. They didn't even waste saying his misdemeanors, and he owed $7,000. Why? I don't understand that. Why is his more harsh? Michael Stephen Perkins, 40, of Plant City, Florida, was sentenced to 48 months in prison, 36 months of supervised release. He's found guilty of, among other charges, assaulting a federal officer with a deadly and dangerous weapon, civil disorder. We got Joshua Christopher Doolin, 25, from Florida, sentenced to 18 months in prison, 36 months of release on a number of charges. He was charged with assaulting police officer with other rioters, some of whom remain at large, and one who was allowed to attend his wedding. Now, say I'm crazy, but it sure seems like they are getting sentenced way worse than anything that was done to a cop. Yeah. See, anything that was done to a cop, the sentence is so much greater. The amount is so much higher. Why is that?
I get it.
I don't.
Certain laws allow certain penalties. Every penalty is not the same. But let's talk about what it really is. The Proud Boys ain't nothing but the fucking Ku Klux Klan. Period. That's them. You know, they just try to change the name up. You know, we're going to call ourselves the Proud Boys instead of the KKK. You know, everybody who got sentenced was what?
White.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't got to. I already know. What, no niggas up there raiding the Capitol?
Not one.
You know who died? The minority or so-called minority that died was the Spanish boy. That when they came in and they killed him, he was trying to protect him. He died in that.
What, inside the house?
Inside the building. All I'm saying is, what you thought I was playing?
What?
Every one of them was white.
No, not that. That's boy shit.
All right, so my mind is blown. So let me read this. This is April 21st, 2024 at 5:10 a.m. Proud Boys appear at Trump rally, were they trying to put drawing? Yo, look, drawing. Look. Proud Boys appear at Trump rally, drawing, yo, drawing, oh my God. Proud Boys, narrow fascist, white national organization establishment, United States, 2016. It says the group members was noted for their misogynic and anti-Semitic related beliefs that support U.S. press, Donald Trump and their street violence. What? The Proud Boys was designated a hate group. Wow. By the Southern Poverty Law Center and was designated a terroristic organization by the governments Canada and New Zealand. Are you kidding me? No, I didn't have no idea. Let us go on to see more. The Proud Boys were created by Gavin McInnes, a Canadian writer who had co-founded the magazine Voice of Montreal. Innes was the most visible face of the Vice as it expanded from Zine chronicling Montreal music and street fashion to an international media presence. He would help define hipster culture. So what's hipster culture? Hippies, that's what I thought. That's smoke weed all the time, right? Wait. Watch your mouth. Hold on. Keep that in mind. I'm going to look hippie up. Hipsters culture of early 2000s was a strong influence on the magazine. Okay. Humor, biting tone, conscious rejection of political correctness. By 2008, Innes' public persona had transformed from overly far-right spokesperson, and the Vice media had forged a corporate relationship with the communication giant Viacom. Ties between Innes and the Vice were soon served over at the Innes called creative differences. Oh, I'm sorry, severed over at the Innes called creative differences. Innes subsequently explored other media ventures and speaking engagements and became increasingly sexist. In 2010, he co-founded the advertising agency Rooster. But he was found out by the company in 2014 after publishing a violent essay in an online magazine. Innes became a regular contributor to white national anti-immigration websites. By 2015, he launched a show, called the Gavin Innes Show, on a subscription-based streaming media. He would claim that the Proud Boys were an outgrowth of social gatherings held after that show. In an article announcing the creation of the Proud Boys in September 2016, stated that the group, which was open only to men, consisted of Western Western chauvinist. Like, what? Who were vocal in their support for the candidate of Trump. Violence was a fundamental part of the Proud Boys from the beginning. The group most famous ritual involves a candidate being beat by other members until he could proudly name five breakfast cereals. Yo, are you kidding me? Mind blown. Now, wait, it was something else I wanted to see. What was the other word? Hipsters. What is a hippie? I want to fuck you mean. I need to know, what is a hippie? Okay, so especially in the 1960s, a person of conventional appearance, typically looking long hair, associated with subculture involving rejection of conventional values and taking hieroglyphic drugs. Yo! I don't know. Are you kidding me? All right, so speak on what I just said. What you got to say about that? Oh, my God.
I got to say one thing first.
Me still think piece of shit.
Wait a second.
I still think
that hippies just smoke weed.
So basically, they don't give a shit what they wear.
Nope. They do them.
They don't care what they wear. They don't care what they do.
If they want to smoke PCP, that's what they going to go do.
That's too fucking far. The fuck? So why does they so even associate hippies with weed then?
Because they smoked a lot of weed. That was back in the day.
Yeah, they but weed and...
But when you roll up a doobie.
No, I think that's wrong. I think doobies is mixed with...
Don't do it. Doobie is weed.
Wait,
that's a woolah.
That's a woolah.
Right.
But don't they call, isn't
no.
it?
We got nothing to do with doobie.
We be bad, yo.
Show me to make me blue with some of the guys. a chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house. To hold you tight and no one there you can give good night. Oh. Nothing there but gloom. But all the room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. It ends. Pretty little darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this heart. And turn the key, oh, please be there. Gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby are you gonna be, say
you gonna be? Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be? Well, 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 well. Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be. Still in love with me.
What it is in the building.
Oh, my God.
Man, I had a long day.
I had a long day. Shout out to Hot 97, yo. Oh, my God. Shout out to Hot 97. Shout out to New York City. All of those sites that I see, number one, top 10, top 20, that shit was, yeah, shout out to Netgear, shout out to all of the overseas networks, shout out to England, shout out to Europe. It's called the DAW, they call it. That means it's the DAW to them is, right, so it's like almost 60 some stations that's playing it,
And they send me a message every morning. We playing your song, Dutch. We playing your song. We playing your song. And what?
That's
what you do. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. So we going to leave a phone out of here. Tonight, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Because tomorrow, and I'm still working on it, we're supposed to have the young lady. Remember when I told you guys about two Wednesdays ago that a child was possessed and all that? Yeah, son. We're supposed to have that. She's supposed to come through tomorrow. We're going definitely. I'm going to let you know. Tune in tomorrow on my 7 o'clock show so I can let you know if she's coming tomorrow night. Even if she don't come, we still probably have the tape. I already got the tape. I just wanted to make sure. I want to have her here and the girl here. It's crazy. It's just getting crazy and more crazy. Shout out to everybody I didn't shout out. Thank you guys again for playing my song, making it what it is. I the same way y'all love it, wait till you see me perform that shit. That's all I got to say. Shout out to the locks is what we doing. That's all I'm saying. What are we doing? I'm just putting that in the air, baby. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm in. What are we doing? What are we doing? Well, what's up? What are we doing? Y'all know what we're talking about. If you don't, you'll see what that be like. We're going to get out of here with the money.
Yo, kid, the sun is grind or die.
Running.
Promote till my stomach hurt, no asking why. Do you hear me in these streets? I can will of these beats. My style is all thin, I'm going after me. There's no class to me, ain't nothing after me. Against me, second place is you have to be. You already had your hands to get that cold shoulder. Right over. And you smell what I'm cooking, by my rosy looking. You was aiming for first, cause it's already cooking. I'm 100% certified, it's no placement. Duck is no end, and ain't no replacement. I'm a winner, that's just something you gon' have to start facing. Say I'm arrogant, but it's confident. And you stepping out of line, cause it's consequence.
Problem.
This bitch is bipolar, and my defense. Ham, Duck just go ham, I'm about to go ham. But I still make time to drop this mission impossible. Daily hustle shows, real niggas know I'm broke and fed up, trying to get my bread.
Yeah,
I'm rich with deliverance, Google me, I'm hot. Must be on top, this can be my last shot. I keep that heat turned on, you should play with fire. Say such and say hi, bitch, you a liar. Stop bringing them untruths, hate ain't you. You can say what you want, do what you want to do. I know it's jealousy, then I talk shit so it's elevated. Sorry you're mad,
sorry.
And that you can't celebrate it. Name up your tongue, bitch, or I'ma have to separate it. You don't gotta like me, but you will respect. Or that thing in your mouth, oh yes, you will get. Matter of fact, turn around, this will stick up, bitch. About the ring, it's only no pain and guarantee. And we don't buy bottles, son. We can't check green leaf for life. Don't you ever forget.
Yeah.
And good morning to you, just in case you slept. Green leaf, real talk, mixtape on good. From Draws that Project, call it the Allen. Come up with that ride, you leave it in silence. My niggas stay up 7:39, nigga, far from all of that ingredient.
Hell, just go ham, I'm about to go ham. Don't make me go ham. Go ham, just go ham.
get this drop, I'm down, baby. We get down, baby. For the crown, baby. We about to get this drop. It's law on chain. R.I.P. to my nigga Dirt. This green leaf everything. You.